Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God the Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, after a long day of teaching, Jesus and his disciples got into a boat and set off for the other side of the Sea of Galilee. All seemed to be well until suddenly a great storm descended on the lake. The waves began breaking over the boat, and the boat seemed to be in very real danger of going under. Now, whether or not you've ever been caught in a storm at sea or on a lake, we can all in some ways relate to what the disciples experienced that evening, because we do all pass through various kinds of storms in this life, whether struggling against the winds of pain or disease or disability, or being tossed and turned by the waves of troubled relationships or troubles in our work or our finances, or feeling beaten down by the waves of sin, sometimes the sins of others, sometimes our own. At one time or another, we all experience those kinds of storms, and we also have these kinds of experiences as the body of Christ, the Holy Christian Church, as it can seem at times like we are sailing into very strong headwinds, like false teachings threaten to make the boat unstable, and like opposition is raining down on us, with the result that this journey is not as smooth or as peaceful as we would have hoped it was going to be. When these storms arise, it can happen suddenly, as it did with the disciples out on the Sea of Galilee. And when that happens, it's not uncommon for us to react much in the same ways that the disciples reacted that day. We read that as the waves were breaking into the boat and the boat was filling with water, the disciples went to Jesus, who was asleep in the stern, woke him and said to him, "Teacher, do you not care that we are perishing?" I suspect that I'm pretty safe in guessing that a few of us have also asked questions like that. We see the waves, we don't see what Jesus is doing to help, and so we find ourselves asking if Jesus even cares what we're going through. Much like Job in our Old Testament reading, though we don't really understand what's happening or why it's happening, we tend not to let that keep us from questioning or even passing judgment on how God is handling things. But thanks be to God, just like he was patient with Job and with the disciples in the boat, the Lord is also gracious and merciful toward us. He understands our weakness, he cares what we are going through, and he acts for us in his mercy and his grace. That day on the Sea of Galilee, Jesus said to the sea, "Peace, be still." The wind stopped, and there was a great calm. With that, the disciples began to see more clearly just who it was that was with them in the boat, as they began to see a bit more clearly that Jesus is the Lord himself. After all, who but the Lord could command the wind and the waves in such a way that they have no choice but to obey? And they also saw that day that the Lord did, in fact, care, and that he could be counted on to care for them, to use his divine power to work for their good. And so the Lord has also done time and time again for us as individuals, and for us as his people, his church. It happens so often, in fact, that it can be easy to take for granted, and even to forget the countless times and ways that the Lord has helped us. All the times that we have been sick and recovered, all the times that we have been on the road in dangerous conditions and still made it home safely, the times that we have said or done things that could have ruined our relationships with people in our lives, but God worked forgiveness in their hearts. And so also for the Christian church. All the times that governments have tried to eliminate Christianity, but found that they couldn't. The times that Satan has worked through false teachers to try to lead the church astray, away from the Lord. But the Lord has worked through his word and through faithful teachers of that word to strengthen and preserve his church in the one true faith. Through his divine providence and through his word. The Lord, who once calmed a storm for his 12 disciples on the Sea of Galilee, has been calming storms for his disciples ever since then and continues to do so today. And what about those times when the storms seem to linger for a while, as we all know does happen sometimes? Well, there too we can learn from what we see in our gospel reading this morning. Looking back to that day on the Sea of Galilee, when the storm was still raging and the disciples didn't know yet what would happen, where was Jesus? He was right there in the boat with his disciples in the middle of the storm. And the same is true for us. When you feel like a storm is beating down on you and you don't know what's going to happen and you are worried or afraid, know that you are not alone. Jesus is right there in the middle of the storm with you. And you can trust that he will bring you through that storm. Much like Job, we don't know the Lord's timing. But we do know that while the storm persists, the Lord will give us strength to persevere. And we do know that ultimately, the storm will not be with us forever, but the Lord will be. And why can we be confident of that? Because of what our Lord experienced for us when he went through another storm for us. This storm that he went through was much more severe than the one on the Sea of Galilee, much more severe than any storm that we have ever been through or will ever go through. And this one Jesus went through alone. As on the cross, the weight of all our sins came crashing down on him, and the storm of punishment for our sins hit him at full force. He suffered the darkness and fury of that storm alone, forsaken, and Jesus died in that storm. He willingly suffered and died in that storm so that we would never have to suffer through the storm of judgment and so that we would not die eternally. He took our place in that storm so that we could be spared from that storm and could instead be at peace. And because of what Jesus did for us there, that peace is now ours. Peace with God, the peace of forgiveness, a peace that surpasses all human understanding. That peace will be yours to the full beyond this life and then for eternity. And the Lord also wants you to find rest in that peace now in this life. In the words of Isaiah 43, this is what the Lord says. Fear not, for I have redeemed you. I have called you by name. You are mine. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you. And when you pass through the rivers, they will not sweep over you. When you walk through the fire, you will not be burned. The flames will not set you ablaze. For I am the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel, your Savior. Do not be afraid, for I am with you. With the Lord at your side and the Lord on your side, there is no need to fear any storm that might come your way. Trust in the Lord, and you will find that you will not be disappointed. The storms of this life will not pull you under, but Jesus will pilot you over life's tempestuous sea until the day when you reach the shore of his heavenly kingdom, where no storm will ever again touch you. All glory, honor, and praise be to Christ Jesus our Lord, who is with us in all of our storms, and who endured the storm of judgment on the cross for us, so that our storms will come to an end and will give way to a peace that will never end. Amen. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus to life everlasting. Amen.